It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is the good pastor Kenfield Sindolo to talk to us about human dignity today, still focusing on the theme of God's condescension. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I am very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Today we're focusing on human dignity, and in contrast to condescension, the idea of recognizing the worth of dignity of every individual is a core principle in many ethical and human rights frameworks. What about Christianity? Is that the same thing with Christians?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. And I take this moment also to just greet our listeners and ask that the Lord may bless them abundantly, even as we look at our study for today. You know, even in Christianity, human dignity is so, so important. We need to reach a point of seeing great value, the image of God in every person around us.
All right. So when we talk of human dignity, how would we define human dignity, Mfundis?
Maybe what I can say is that, you know, human dignity is to be able to see value, to see the image of God in every person, to be able to appreciate the importance of the uniqueness in each individual.
Okay. So that is according to the Bible, or is that according to human rights? Because I've noticed that there are somewhat differences in the apprehensions of human value or human dignity with respect to the Bible and with respect to human rights. So which one is our blueprint, our rubric, our standard of measure? Is it the Bible, or is it the Universal Declaration of Human Rights?
I want to stand with the Bible. Mm. I want to to stand with the Bible because, you know, the Bible is actually helping us to come under the umbrella of somebody who actually does not look down on any human being. Mm. All these other human rights that we have here and there, you would find that somehow, somewhere, they begin to change depending on culture, depending on what makes me happy, okay. What do we want around here. Hmm. But the Bible becomes the best standard.
Okay. All right. So how does Christ living as a human being underscore the worth of human life, Mfundis?
Here is God, who actually is comfortable to become like us. And he also, after creating us in his own image, look at it. Instead of creating, he would have said, no, I don't want them to look like me or to be like me. Let me create them. Let us create them in our own image. Mm. That actually shows how much great value and worth that he attaches to human beings.
Yeah.
He would have decided to create us in the image of chickens, cows, and all these things.
Okay.
But he chooses his own image, which actually is very interesting.
Yeah. So in society, the world over, we've seen people valued according to certain standards and levels and grades. Does God view humanity by any form of status, or are all equal in the eyes of God?
You know, in my culture, when your pocket is good and there's a funeral around, you may be the first one or one of the first ones to be notified when there's a problem in the family.
Mm.
But when you don't have, it becomes an issue that, you know, you can't even be told there's a funeral. You come to hear after a long period of time they've even buried. But with God, it's not like that. When he came, we read about his stories. He mingled with the poor. He mingled with the rich. He mingled with all sorts of kinds of people, those that were in towns at that time, those that were in Rulo. He went everywhere and he brought everyone closer to himself, including children.
Yeah, yeah. So God sees everyone as equal. There are no standards. There's no one higher than the other, unlike how men sees it. Yes, Pastor?
He considers us all that we are all the same.
Yeah.
No wonder, even when he comes to die, he doesn't say, you know, this one is for such a group of people.
Mm.
But he's dying for everyone.
Yeah.
And that whosoever accepts him, it's now open for everyone. Which actually is a very good thing that
yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You remember, like in Mark, even lepers, and you know, during his time, there were very terrible teachings about lepers during his time.
Mm.
It was taught that, you know, this should be secluded, should be allowed to go to their own separate places and
yeah.
wait for death there. It was also taught that, you know, these lepers, their leprosy was contagious. This is what was taught.
Yeah.
And it was coming as a result of sin, and you can't touch them. But, you know, like in Mark chapter 1, verse 41, Jesus even goes to the extent of touching this leper. He did not even say, I cannot mingle with this one, I cannot be with this one.
Yeah.
He went everywhere. He attended funerals, like the one for the daughter for Jairus.
Yes.
Mark chapter 5, 35 to 42. He went there. He was all over to show that with him, he did not meet people according to status. But you know one thing, I have found friends who have actually openly said, and in front of congregation, even saying, you should only associate with people that bring something to you.
Sure.
There are certain people that actually will not bring something to us.
Yeah.
They are coming to us so that we be the ones to help them.
We're a blessing to them.
Therefore,
yes.
Yes, so they may be poor, they may be what. We really need to be able to reach out to any kind of a person.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. So how does Christ's condescension express compassion and empathy for humanity, Pastor?
You know, like we said already, just his coming in to be like one of us.
Okay.
He's coming in to do all these things for us, that he is even willing to die for our own benefit, is actually so much of great emphasis that he is compassionate about our situation.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to be the way we are. He wants us to become better.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than the gift of eternal life on the human race.
Okay.
Today we cry, we are burdened with this problem and that problem, but we are happy because of the gift of eternal life.
Yeah.
We can begin to experience it today and not wait for it only after the second coming.
Yes.
We can begin to enjoy it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. So, final question, and I'll let you go, Pastor. I know I've kept you long enough. How does the concept of condescension serve as an ethical imperative for believers to recognize and honor the worth and dignity of every human being?
If God is able to value human beings,
yeah,
we should learn to value every person.
Mm.
You know, we had a very sad experience, a very sad one. This one was our neighbor. And both parents died. He was just a young person in his early 20s. The elder sister was married to a pastor. Okay. This young man, because of pressures around, had started beer drinking.
Mm.
And you know, this sister, the sister who was married to a pastor, said, you know, you cannot come in my house because you drink. And because of that, you can't come over with me.
Mm.
But you know, both parents had just died and the young man had nowhere to run to. And because of that, he just went out more ways in beer drinking.
Mm.
He started sleeping in taverns and he became so bad to the extent that he got sick.
Okay.
His skin just started peeling off.
Oh, yeah.
Even at that extent, the elder sister could not open the door for the brother. He got so sick that he was admitted in one of the hospitals in Kafue, a district in Lusaka province.
Mm-hmm.
This person later on died.
Yeah.
And even at the point he died, the funeral was just conducted at the home of other people.
Mm.
Not even having this empathy. This touch that this is a human being from the sister, they let their brother go to the grave without showing that compassion. We must attach serious compassion to humanity. We must apply dignity to all human beings.
Yes,
it doesn't matter what they do.
Indeed.
It's very, very important.
That's right. That's right, Pastor Sindolo. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So please pray for all. Pray for us. Pray for everyone to understand that everyone is worth respecting and human dignity is what was offered by Christ. Just pray for us all, Mpune, so that we learn to value one another. Please go ahead and pray, Mpune.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, our mighty God, thank you so much for teaching us to value all human beings. We have people that work in our homes, the maids. What we say to them, what we do,
mm-hmm.
how we treat them, may it show dignity, dear Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that do different things. Some, maybe they work in our farms. They work whatever they do for us. May you help us, Lord, that our language may be that language that shows respect to everyone.
Yes.
We pray in a special way, Lord, that even as we do this to our fellow workers, to all human beings, may it help us to draw more closer to you than ever before.
Yeah.
We ask in a special way that you may bless Adventist World Radio, all the listeners, each one, Lord, accord special blessings.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for today. Bless my co-presenter. It is in Jesus' name, Lord, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for that prayer and that further explanation, Funis. We really appreciate you coming through to talk to us. We're looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow we're concluding our series and we're looking forward to your conclusions and your remarks tomorrow. Pastor Ken Filsindolo, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, my dear. You are a blessing and God loves you.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.